Doctors have become targets in drug violence in the Mexican border city of Tijuana. In the last few months, 20 have been kidnapped. Mexico's president, Felipe Calderón, has sent hundreds of federal police and soldiers to Tijuana. But as Amy Isaacson reports now from member station KPPS in San Diego, doctors say more must be done to end the violence.
Dozens of doctors in Tijuana recently canceled their morning rounds. Instead, they gathered on the steps at the city's general hospital. Dressed in their starched white coats, they demanded government officials stop the violence.
They're incompetent.
Like all the doctors at this protest, this physician was afraid to give her name, but she didn't hold back in expressing her contempt for officials' attempts to crack down.
The governor just laughs and say, hey, take a course, karate course or something, because the kidnappings will keep on being. We are tired of being afraid to go out in the streets, tired of being afraid to go to the restaurants because we get mugged. We are tired of having family members and friends and everybody get kidnapped and murdered sometimes, even if you pay the money. So I think this has to stop.
Doctors aren't just afraid to go out in the streets. They're also afraid to go to work. Last spring, drug cartel gunmen shot their way into the emergency room at Tijuana's General Hospital to rescue a wounded comrade. Patients and doctors like this gynecologist ran for their lives.
When we saw how they shot up the emergency room without caring that women, children, and sick people were in there, that's when we realized the magnitude of the danger we were in, that we could die.
Drug cartels have increasingly turned to kidnapping to make more money. It appears doctors have become one of their favorite targets. People think doctors are wealthy. They're well known in the community. Their pictures and addresses are in the yellow pages. But it wasn't until a prominent Tijuana surgeon was kidnapped last month that doctors were galvanized to exhort the government to crack down. Despite doctors' pleas and government officials' vows to redouble their efforts to fight crime, David Shirk, who directs the University of San Diego's Transborder Institute, says violence is still out of control.
It may take a much larger deployment of force in Tijuana to actually be effective. In Michoacan, they sent more than double the number of troops they sent to Baja California. They don't have really any other choice but to use the big guns.
Tijuana psychologist David Sotelo says the guns and the troops already in Tijuana, combined with the daily violence, are taking a toll on people. He says his patients are exhibiting the same traumatic symptoms people exhibit during war.
People are in the middle of bullets and uncertainty. If you go to Iraq right now, what do? They go to work and they run back home. That's what they're doing in Tijuana.
Sotelo says he's recently had to go back and study up on post-traumatic stress and anxiety disorders to care for his clients. And it's not just adults who are feeling the effects of the violence. Back on the general hospital steps, this gynecologist who escaped the shootout here last year says now her 7-year-old daughter is feeling it too.
I was astonished the other day when my daughter told me that she and her little friends are practicing escape drills at recess in case gunmen come to the elementary school. Instead of thinking about playing, they're thinking about where they'll hide.
She says she and her colleagues are on tenter hooks as well.
We know at any moment they could bring us injured drug traffickers, and they can just come in with impunity like they've done before. We're living in constant anguish.
The government has promised to come up with new strategies to combat the rising violence. In the meantime, Baja California's Secretary of Health announced this week the state will build a special operating room at the penitentiary to treat suspected drug cartel members injured in shootouts. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.